Hello, out there in podcast land. This is writer-director Christopher R. Mim. And as you know, since this is episode number 22, I've been doing, in addition to making these awesome Good Bad movies that you guys love so much that you listen to my podcast, because I know all six of you listening right now are big fans. You also know that I write bad poetry. And in honor of tonight's guest, we will announce later, he and I go back a long way. So I went back a long way into some of my stuff to prove that I have been a bad poet longer, much, much longer than I was ever a bad movie maker. So I found a book I wrote when I was 12. I swear to God, this is real. Everyone in this room can see it. It's printed on dot matrix printers on my old Apple II.
It's awesome.
This is one of my poems from back then. It's just as bad as the new ones.
Hard to believe, we know.
It is called Intelligence. I don't know why, it is.
Bum.
And it goes something like this. All who know must not know. Once they were, once like all, not knowing all, not knowing some, not at all. This is like pre-drug days, too.
That's messed up.
You're about to enter into a world where all those classic movie monsters are still alive. A time when scary movies were fun for the whole family. And a place where the only colors you'll find are black, white, and shades of gray. Welcome to the Mimiverse.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mimiverse Bonfire Podcast, or as we call the Hot Mess Hootenanny.
And it's true.
This is podcast number 22. My name is Mark Hader, but as always, you can call me Hader. With us is my lovely wife, the Rainbow Connection herself, Ruby. Say hi, Ruby.
She can't talk.
Baby, when you call me, you can call me Hader. Call me Hader.
Nice.
Ooh,
that was awesome.
Good one, Mike. That's our guest.
Today we're
Mike.
Enjoying Russian Imperial status.
We are.
Yes,
indeed.
We are.
Ching, ching.
As always, we've got the man who has so much game that all.
Stop you there.
That all associate producer money now will go to pay for his own personal referee, if Christopher only. R. Mim.
Ooh. Hi there. That's me. Yay.
I like the golf clap. Let's do that. Yes. Do you want to announce all of our guests?
Why don't we announce our guest and then talk about our peanut gallery? We have an extended peanut gallery.
We do have an extended peanut gallery. So our official guest from the Mimiverse this month is our friend Mike. Are you going to go by Mike or Michael tonight? Mike Mason, who you will remember from the first two movies, and if you haven't seen them yet, go buy them on SaintEuphoria.com.
Or Amazon.
Ooh, yeah, or Amazon.
Or Amazon. You can download them.
Or a
Shit. That was Mitch Gonzalez, who is no longer allowed to come to a podcast.
Oh my gosh, right? Okay, so we have so many peanut galleries because we really wanted to be outside today. So we have Mitch Gonzalez, who, again, brought the precipitation. Mitch.
And how?
I do not like you. You are banned. You're banned.
It's snowed. It's April.
I hate you.
It snowed, everybody. Let's go outside and play.
Let's make some snow angels. Okay, podcast over. Bye.
Our official candle tender.
Thank you for keeping me on the bus. We've got Kira.
Someone's
got
to do it.
I don't remember your last name.
I'm not drinking. Everyone else is drinking, so.
Kira Pontiff.
Kira Pontiff.
That's right. She is making sure our candle doesn't explode.
Say hi, Kira.
Am I?
Yes.
I didn't know that was my official
That is your
job.
Entire job.
Yeah, you're not. This is a working thing. This
okay.
is not,
yeah. working. Yeah, you're working.
Kira.
But you yes. are on mic, so you're allowed to say things.
But you don't.
And here's the thing. Actually, we should say Kira is not just any old nobody who we found on the side of the road and gave cereal.
Yeah, if you actually listen,
that's Tori,
who's our constant peanut gallery.
Kira, if you went to the House of Ghosts premiere, she played the nurse.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
And she also was the walking skeleton.
Very awesome.
She did a great job. Mm-hmm. And she's appearing in The Giant Spider, which you haven't seen yet, but look for her.
You will.
She does great.
If you haven't
She's very enthusiastic.
Tickets, you're an idiot.
She does a great Minnesota accent. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear it.
And of course, Tori.
And Tori, always.
Our mascot / gopher.
Yay.
Bringer of the snacks.
Victoria Phlox.
Those are PAs.
Tori Box.
Awesome.
Because you are Canadian.
I was bringing like cookies or something, and she's like, "Okay, so how are you today?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm on spring break right now." She goes, "From where? Canada?"
Of course.
And I just looked at her for 2 seconds. I'm like, "Minneapolis." She goes, "Oh."
The entire nation of Canada is on spring break at the same time, from what I understand. Good for her.
Is it really spring break in Canada when it's still like a couple feet of snow there?
Hey, dude, it's spring break in Minnesota, okay?
Yeah, and we had a couple freaking feet of snow.
Spring break in Fargo, snow is up to here on me.
That was their shoulders.
I was going to say, this is an audio medium. You must tell us.
Yes, that is true.
Who's Googling? Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Mason... Just so you know, we've had oodles upon oodles of requests to have you as a guest. And we have
four.
You're one of the most, actually, you are one of the most requested people to be on the show. And,
well,
I often am asked, when are you putting Mike in another movie?
Well.
Which actually is a couple of our questions, so maybe
yeah,
are
don't
we
answer
spinning right
now.
Into that,
don't
or are we going to talk about our history with Mike first? Whatever you want to do.
Well,
let's give context. Let's
good
let's,
idea.
Let's get the let's get to Mike quicker, sooner rather than later. So let's get this. Let's get the crap out of the way.
Okay, I'm done.
Can you hardly hold it?
Let's get the crap out of the way. We'll get the standard bull out of the way.
Ooh, you swears. Just love to make us beep swears. Stuff. To mother.
My ears. You guys.
Eat it.
There you go.
Scheißkopf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scheiße.
That's the one that's not going to get bleeped.
Fick dich in knee.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounded
It
awesome.
Means fuck you in your knee. I don't know why, but Germans say
Is that an awesome German thing?
That's an awesome German yeah, thing. They'll it. Say it like, you know, playing foosball with each other. They'll I run see. Around and be like, ah, fick dich in knee. And I don't know why.
It's not even that easy to say.
It's got a lot
you know?
Of like, dick, oh, dick, so dick, dick. And they just like it, so.
It's I love it.
That's awesome.
Well, and foosball especially, all you're doing really is kicking the little plastic players in the knees because it only goes so far.
No, that's what they call soccer.
Oh, I see. I like British things and Italian things. I don't know nothing about them Germans who take over my country time and time again.
No.
Because you are Italian.
Them. Yeah, the Italians just go, no, we like you. No, we like you. Okay, yeah, just everybody come
you
here.
Know,
that's true.
We want to eat pasta.
Would you like some
women.
Food? We can cook you something.
Ooh, I just.
Please don't blow up
people.
Our relics.
All right.
So, Chris,
what's going on in the universe? I thought you asked, Ruby.
I was busy flirting with Mike. Shut up.
All right. So, yeah, this is the point where Ruby says,
hey, Chris, what's going on in the universe?
And I say, A cow says. The devil says. All right. Ooh, so there's a lot going on in the universe right now.
When this
comes out, it'll be about a month away from the big premiere of The Giant Spider.
Which is sold out.
A movie I'm really freaking excited for everyone to see.
Excellent.
And actually, I will admit, I am more excited for everyone to see this than I've ever been. And that is not a lie. Mitch has seen the movie a couple times. You guys seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's
probably
my best movie.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't really read it. I kind of slept
That's
a little bit through it.
That's all right. No, I definitely think it's the best thing I've ever done. Probably the best thing I'll ever do.
I enjoyed it. I hope it's not the best thing you ever did.
But no, it's good. I'm excited. But of course, that's been sold out for weeks.
Jerks.
You hear that, Chris's kids? Best thing he's ever done.
That's right.
Years later, when they hear this, they're going to have a sad face. Sad clown. You're thinking of the sad Hulk music, which we'll be playing right now. Do, 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 do. Mm-hmm. Nice. You know the sad Hulk music?
Oh, we remember it, and we just heard it. Thank you very much. So, are there still tickets to the Trilon showing the night after?
Yes, actually.
Buy them fast.
That was my segue. You cut me off.
I'm so terrible.
So, the...
Silence!
The premiere is sold out and has been forever. So, we talked about this in the last podcast about doing an overflow screening. There is an overflow screening at the Trilon in Minneapolis. It seats 50 people, and it's already getting sold. It's not sold out, but tickets are selling. So please, come join us. And here's the thing, is if we do sell that out, the owner of the Trilon will allow us to have a second show. So go there, buy tickets, come see it May 23rd, the day after the premiere. And I'm giving out a very special, super secret, exclusive gift.
Which we don't even know what it was.
I don't even know what it is. That's how secret it is.
Nice.
But it's going to be cool. And I was actually going to talk to Mitch. I have an idea, but I need his permission.
It's one of his old sweatshirts that he sweated in.
It's a date with Mitch. It's very, very small.
He was showing off his chest hair earlier.
Yes.
It's actually, we're going to shave it, and you get it on a card signed by Mitch.
In a poly bag.
I have something to do.
You get to grease
day.
Mitch up.
No, you do not.
That is not creepy at all. Come to the screening and get a
it's
chest hair.
It's going
to
snow in late May.
But the thing is it a chest hair? Or is it something else?
New topic.
Short and curly, is everybody.
New topic.
So that's that. Mm-hmm. Also, the Giant Spider will be holding its drive-in debut the weekend after the premiere.
We're super excited.
Memorial Day weekend.
If anybody needs a campsite that's within 6 minutes, Hader and I know the place. It is awesome.
Yep, Jefferson, Wisconsin.
Right near Madison.
And, you know, the guess is right now is what movies will it play with, because it's always a third of a triple feature.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm figuring Star Trek will be one of them, because it opens the Friday before.
Cool.
Yes.
Nice.
Drive-ins usually have to hold them for at least two weeks.
2 weeks, yep.
At least. So I'm guessing Star Trek will be one of them. Second time one of my movies played with Star Trek at that drive-in.
Hot.
Nice.
Spit.
Because the other Star Trek came out
night.
In 2009.
Yes.
So it was Terror from Beneath the Earth.
We have a lot of nerds in this room. Look at this.
We do.
Represent.
One of Much to my chagrin.
I saw with my wife in the theater.
There you
nice.
Go. And I don't know what the third one is. I'm hoping not Fast and the Furious 6, which comes out the week after. I'm more fast
more
and
faster
more furious,
and more furious.
So, yeah, we'll see.
This time without Vin Diesel again.
Again. Also, that same weekend, if you're in Las Vegas, the Giant Spider will be holding its Las Vegas premiere at the Sci-Fi Center.
I hear it's a very nice place.
I heard... That
we
too.
We had that showing, didn't we, for House of Ghosts?
No, we did not for House of Ghosts, but they will be this time. And then in June, we're looking at the Columbus.
Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob showing. And then a bunch of other ones that I'm setting up. So
cool. Watch the website.
Watch the website. There's going to be a ton of places to see the Giant Spider.
I need to talk to you about the theater information.
And Tori needs to talk to me about something. So.
Way to go off topic.
Take it offline. Take it offline, box. Take it offline.
Table that.
Table that for
back
later.
Back online. Very
so
good
there's
Roberts
that.
Rules
so basically, this is your last chance before all the Giant Spider is unleashed upon you people, and you all fall in love with Dan Sherman.
The Giant Spider.
I can't even say it without laughing.
The Giant Spider.
Are you talking about Mary?
Mary. Yes. Yes. We'll talk about
don't
that.
Fall in love with him.
I don't know. You know, the ladies love Sheboygan.
She's
a nice lady.
Teresa? Dan? We're talking about the same woman? She's clearly got some issues.
We're talking about Dan.
The gloves just came off.
Oh, good point.
Danny Sheboygan? Are we talking about the same person?
Danny Sheboygan. Mary.
Mary?
We call him Mary. There's a story to this.
I want to hear the story
later. We'll get to the story. Okay, so that's the giant spider. The other big announcement, and this is the last announcement,
forever?
Is that if you have been on the website, and I'm guessing you have since that's where you download this podcast.
God, let's hope.
I have finally announced the next movie. After teasing you all with some... Did anyone here get caught by that April Fool's joke? Seriously,
no.
Anyone?
No.
Not a one. You bastards.
What? No. Tori Box!
I will say I didn't know it was an April Fool's joke, but I always figured that it was a joke.
Damn
I
it.
Just didn't put together that it was April
yeah, the
first,
movie,
but
the,
I was like, there's no way that's serious.
The movie The Maniac is not going to happen.
No.
At least as is. Someday it might. But
only
yeah.
if you promise to play all the female parts as well.
Okay.
All right, there you
I
go.
I get
that's,
to write
that's
it.
That's being reserved for Deep Woods.
That's right, yeah. But yeah, so that's not happening. The next movie is, and if you only listen to the podcast but don't actually check the website, you're weird, but here it is. It's called The Late Night Double Feature. We talked about this many times about wanting to do a double feature, but this is actually happening this year.
Thank
God
you
dang it. Because half of it is basically already
half written.
So we're doing it, and Mitch is quote-unquote working on a monster design. He's working on it in his mind.
Yes, I am.
It's coming along-ish. He likes to freak me out. That's okay. We need it in 2 months, there, buddy.
Everybody.
That's just when you wake up in the morning and he's just right there.
Just
3 inches from your face going,
good morning, Chris. How are you?
I made breakfast.
Pancakes.
So, yes, double feature.
Flapjacks.
Two movies. Reform School Girls versus The Space Monster.
Love that title.
Hence,
I do too.
The Space
That's
Monster
good.
Mr. Gonzalez is working on.
That?
Yeah, that.
Ah.
Does Anne know?
They
does
sell
the wife
those
know?
At the
And then, of course, the other half is The Wall People, which is actually a title that's been thrown around before, but I think the concept and everything behind it is really cool.
You cracked them at this time.
It's going to be really awesome. So look for that next year around this time.
Was that Wall People? Or
The Wall People.
Wall
but
people. I thought...
It's
Check
about
the
interdimensional
website.
Beings that steal sleeping children from their beds.
I thought it was wool people.
The wool people. That's not true.
That could be the one that we make as the features from the Mooniverse.
Yeah, I recently was interviewed by a reporter from the Pioneer Press.
Put that paper.
Local paper here. and actually, weirdly, the guy knows Mitch.
Nice.
Oh.
Ah, see? Oh. And actually, though, he got the information from Jim Norgard. Jimmy Norberg. Anyway, I went and interviewed him, and he asked, what are you doing next? And I said, oh, I'm doing a double feature. He's like, oh, you're not doing something where you play all the parts? I was like, no, that was an April Fool's joke. He's like, oh, I'm glad I didn't report that.
Oh.
So I told him about it, and he's like, oh, so tell me about it. And I told him what it is, and I told him, you know, the thing about the beings that steal children from their beds, and he's like, your kids sleep well? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. I mean, do you tell them these things? Because that's some creepy stuff. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Who does he think are going to play the children?
Well, exactly. Who do you think is going to be stolen from, you know, every kid of everyone? So your kids can be in this one, too.
Sure.
All right. They can be creepy, stolen, dirty wall children.
Dirty? Why do they have to be dirty?
Because they go into an interdimensional place that's scary.
No children no wants bathrooms. To take
but
them.
But apparently,
no
yeah, there's no wash rags there.
They yes. don't want wash rags. They're
it's,
children.
It's going to be awesome. And
I mean,
if you'll see the
on their own.
You'll see the
no
return of
a
couple
bath.
Characters from a previous film or two.
Put that paper down.
Oh, yeah.
I fidget, goddammit.
Alter noise.
Start
At
tapping.
Least he's not eating into the mic today.
So that's what's going on in my neck of the verse. And yeah. Oh, I want to say one last thing.
One more thing, of course.
If you were, I recently talked, if you were on the website, you noticed I announced the Giant Spider lobby cards set. Mm-hmm. Those have been out for a while, but I screwed up.
What?
And what I mean when I screwed up is I put them on the website for pre-order and then never removed that it said for pre-order.
Oh.
So I think some people were out there like waiting to order when they had been available already for a couple weeks.
Nice move.
I'm an idiot. So I did take that down. You can order them and they'll come to you quickly. So.
Oh, there is offline. There's a business proposition for you from Bob Arndt via podcast page.
Enough
we'll talk
with
about
the
it
business during the
actually,
podcast,
we can talk
yeah.
about the what Bob Arndt did.
Okay, good.
Because I've talked to him about it and we're good to go.
Are we going
to
do it?
We're going to do it.
You guys.
Here's the thing. Bob Arnt has been in a couple of movies. He played Dr. Banks in Attack of the Moon Zombies. He's appearing in The Giant Spider. He's also related to my wife.
And he's a Mimiverse nerd.
He's a really nice guy. He's a big Mimiverse nerd. Anyway, for fun, he took the very first episode of Commander Lambin and he animated it.
It's freaking hilarious.
And it's ridiculous. It's really, really cool. So he showed us that. It took him a while. And he said, you know, what do you think? Is this cool? And I was like, oh, my God, that's the coolest thing ever. Can I post it? He's getting me an HD version to put on the Mimiverse podcast or the Mimiverse YouTube stuff. We'll release it soon. It's really cool. I mean, it's really fun.
So and we'll he did put a good it on job. The Commander Lambit, we'll put it on the Tumblr, and we'll put it on
it's,
the...
Yeah, it's really ridiculous, but it's really cool.
It's so funny, you guys. It's hilarious. It's like watching those bad Rankin Bass animations from back in our day.
Yeah, it's...
It's great.
It's funny. I mean, it's just funny. And the stuff he did to sort of make it... Because there's a thing with the... What was it? There's like a polar bear rug, right? Yes. Yeah. There was no polar bear on this... you know, he didn't draw everything. It's some sort of like animation engine where you can sort of plug in stuff and make these cheesy little animated films. And so there was no polar bear rug. So he used like a hay bale or something. It was just
freaking hilarious.
It's really funny. It works though. I mean, you can't tell, but it's really cool. That'll be out there soon.
Yay.
So beyond that,
One more thing.
And it's this. And it's actually related to the late night double feature. You can become a contributor. That is already available. And already six people have taken advantage. Well, seven people have taken advantage of it.
Nice.
And that's only been in the last like 24 hours or 48 hours.
Is my mom one?
Not yet.
Okay.
Hasn't been for a while. She was in the past.
She was?
Yeah.
Mommy.
And basically what it is in the past it was the associate producer program. It's now just called the contributor program. We talked about this before of changing this up because, you know, just there was too much. It was too much. It makes more sense now. And you can become a contributor for less, which is the one thing that people asked for the most.
Really?
Because it used to be $50. And people were like, $50, you know? Or I got, what the hell am I going to do with five freaking copies of your movie? It's like, give them to friends, you dummy. Nope, I'm holding it. So now for $25, you get your credit. Mm-hmm. You get a copy of the DVD, one ticket to the premiere.
Oh.
So again, it's not That's much different than fair. The past. If you want to get two tickets, fair pay trade. $50. Same thing. And you'll get your certificate still. So there you go.
Nice.
And so lower, you know.
We'll buy a second ticket.
Lower
we'll buy
buy-in.
A second ticket at cost. Exactly. So it should allow for more people to... See, I don't know. I'm going sort of both ways. It's like, okay, does this mean I'm going to get fewer people with less money or more people with more money? Or is it going to be the same number of people does all it, doing the $25, so I'm basically getting half what I did
for
really the
last
one?
Does it really matter?
No, it doesn't. But I there do want, you know, this one, we're going to have a really awesome monster in pants. Right?
Pants.
Monsters with pants.
We found a blog.
There's apparently a blog that's specifically monsters in pants. So we're shooting to be on that blog.
Did we see that on the Rondos?
No, that's a real...
Really?
Is it on Tumblr?
Can I ask what the hell you were looking for that you found monsters in pants?
Is it on Tumblr? Because if it is, I'll find it right now.
No, it was
a blog spot. A friend of mine was tagged in it, and I went and I saw it, and I said, this is exactly what we're doing. You know, the monster wearing pants.
Nice.
It's classic. It's been
It is done, very classic.
And it's something we're going to do.
We're going to be on that site. Yeah. The new monster in pants.
And I asked my wife to make those pants.
Smart idea to get her involved.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Anne.
She ain't listening. You know she's not listening.
It sounds really awesome, though. You can say, we thanked you all over the place.
Yes.
And there's proof. Big ups.
And we should say, actually, something that people out there might be interested in looking up in because they were really cool. Speaking of Mitch's wife, a couple weeks ago, Mark, yes. Mitch and myself...
Yep.
We're involved in a little cool little thing on with a local photographer, the Grinky Girls Photography.
I would like to point out, Ruby's the only wife who did not give two craps and did not throw a big fit.
No.
The Grinky Girls.
Sorry, ladies.
And it's Christy Williams. She's a photographer, and she does pinup photography.
Yep, kind of 1950s style.
50s style pinup photography. But the cool thing about it is she does not. She'll take anyone who wants to do it. So it's sort of this really cool, I think it's kind of empowering, you know, it's like anyone of any size, any whatever.
Yeah.
You know, come down, get made up, get your hair done, dress.
Do
Seriously,
get your hair
dress
up, did.
Get your hair did.
Her
did.
Did. Get your her did.
Get your her did.
Her
that's
did.
Only in some get, parts.
Oh, it? I'm sorry, you're right.
Get dressed up and you know have your picture taken. So we did a little thing with some of the Mimiverse monsters. And awesome. There were
I
they
God,
were awesome.
The pictures are so cute.
They're so good.
But so this ties into Mitch's wife because he should quick tell that story. Lean over. Tell
well,
the
actually,
story.
Actually, no, Kira, just kick the mic over to him.
Don't kick it.
Well, you
don't actually kick like? It.
No, you know, we had this plan to go do this whole Saturday shoot, and my wife's going, what is this that you're going to do?
I got to say before you continue, I didn't tell Mitch exactly what it was until the last minute.
He didn't really know.
I said, Mitch, I need your help.
I need
some monster stuff.
Related.
Join
you got
me on Saturday to do something.
And I was
like,
there.
Oh, okay.
So we drive over. We arrive at this photo studio.
In a perfectly
he's like, hey,
normal
we're doing
area 50s
pinup stuff. So I'm like, oh, cool.
And you're the
monster. And I'm the monster. So Mark and I were the monster, and Chris sat there and supervised.
Mm-hmm. And sold films. He
and
sold films.
Yep. Yeah. And we had a great time.
Like
the ladies
watch
were wonderful. There's about 13 different.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a long day.
We started about 10, and we got out of there probably about 6.
Seven.
I left the six.
Yeah.
I
got the hell out of there at six.
Well, that six was already an hour later than was projected. Sorry. So,
yeah,
yes,
but
and he wasn't lying.
It was a good time. And I know the pictures were posted on
they're
Facebook.
So cute,
and,
you guys.
And, anyway, so my wife they're gets so on cute. Facebook and she's looking at this going, huh, hey, what is this?
What the hell?
Oh, that's the photography.
Did you get in trouble?
Shoot. I did not get in trouble. My
oh,
wife thought they were
thank
very,
you,
very well done and liked them a lot. So.
They're very
only
classy.
Only one, okay. One funny story about that. The moment we get in there, right, and we're just like, yeah, this is going to be cool. Because I'd seen her other photography. And, it, you know, all of it is very, I think it's really cool. And that's why I agreed to do it is because I like what she's doing. I like what she's going
it's
for.
It's not trashy.
It's not trashy at all.
She wants us back, too.
But the moment we get in there, we load our stuff in there, the first model is wearing kind of a skimpy swimsuit that's kind of almost skin color-y. I mean, it was like, it's, I don't know.
It was the only skimpy outfit.
Yeah,
of
it was like really
day.
Skimpy. But the thing is like, it was, you know, there was some ass hanging out in the back. And it was just kind of like, I look over at Mitch. I notice he's sort of looking in the other room. And I turn around. I'm like, oh my. And I kind of thought, and I think, no, Mitch thought the same thing. It was like, what did we just get ourselves into?
Oh my gosh.
What did, this is not, and like, Mitch is sort of looking at me like, what did you just get me into, you son of a bitch.
Don't stare. It's like the sun. You can't stare. You can't stare.
Very, you know.
Anyway, it was a sort of
pretty young woman, too.
When you're,
and it was just,
when you're in a room with lots of women, you keep your eyes up.
And I'm like that. I'm respectful. I'm married, and I'm it was a job. But no, she's going to be at the second.
Mask
yeah, she'll
sure.
be
at,
yes. Yeah. And she was, and everyone was really nice, but it was really funny because she wore, you know.
I know.
It looked like underwear is what it was. It looked
yeah,
like it was very,
it did. And,
yeah.
And we kind of went, we kind of had
and
a,
it was kinda
a
like,
moment.
Yeah, I was like,
just a second.
This is not what I
and
thought
then,
it was going to
cool.
happen.
We're just, okay,
it was
I'm,
cool.
I'm gonna go out,
of course, Hater was the one who got the carry
yeah,
and
Mark,
pick her up.
So the picture,
the look on Mitch's face after the first model, what happened was I was the monster of Phantom Lake and the moon
well, because I couldn't wear the jacket. Apparently,
yeah.
I'm too broad.
And
the jacket that we just returned, that was Mike's dad's jacket.
Yes.
That has been sitting in my basement for years.
Mark lost that so much weight that he's even wearing smaller clothes than mine.
He's like the only one who's
able to.
He was a small man.
That's true.
So not all the photos, dude. If you have seen them or if you haven't and you go to find them, I was the monster Phantom Lake and the moon zombie. Mitch was the angel of death the whole time. The look on Mitch's face when the model chose to have a picture taken with the monster Phantom Lake, he was like, oh, thank God. It's like,
no,
I don't want to get in trouble.
No, I'm no prude. But
no, you're not a prude at all.
And we didn't say, I know the
it was kind of funny. It was one of those, yeah. What did Mim get us into?
Why I oughta?
Why I
no, the model's name was Giselle Jude, I believe it is.
Yeah, nice, yes. Nice girl.
She her photos are on her Facebook.
They're
and I think she has
cute.
A, and if you go to the Grinky Girls, if you look up Grinky Girls, Grinkie, on Facebook, you can see them all.
Yep.
And we
yep.
did one really cool, and that was Mark's idea that I actually, you know, would like to have printed, which was, we did the hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
So
and it was Mitch was the angel of death covering his eyes.
Covering
I was covering my,
eyes. My
ears yeah. in the middle. And then Mark was the moon zombie covering his mouth.
Yeah.
So it was this cool little picture that I think.
And that's what I want that poster. We have to get those made up as posters.
Well, somewhere. I just want to get that even just put it, you know, print it out real nice and put on my little wall of shame. So
well, I need to get that.
I don't know. It was a cool picture.
But seriously, when. when you say things like, you know, it's hard not to stare and blah blah blah.
It's biology. Sorry, go on.
I'm a man.
It's called being an
a-
no.
No, it is
no,
not.
Being
an
a-
no,
at all. The thing is, I wasn't.
No,
I was
no,
respectful.
I'm sorry.
I averted. I was like, I looked over. I went, oh.
I just noticed.
Looking over there.
No, I just noticed. I just noticed Mitch's face, and the look on his face was like, "What? What? No. He looks scared." And I looked. I was like, "Oh,
the
oh
only
my God!
Thing
wait a
Mitch
minute!
Was
what?"
Thinking, the only thing Mitch was thinking, and not a sexist thing at all, was, "Oh my God, my wife's gonna f-ing kill me."
That's right. If this is what we're doing, I am dead.
It had nothing to do with the lovely lady. It had everything to do with it looking bad in front of his wife.
No, and then there's a point where Mark was doing this really nice, tasteful shoot with a pregnant lady. There was those pictures are wonderful.
Darling.
They're fantastic.
Darling.
But I'm getting him in the you know, putting the mask on him, and before he goes down, I go, "I love you, man." But no, I told him the things we do for Mim. So
yeah, exactly.
It's a testament to Mim.
The things we do for Mim.
We had it was a lot of fun. I'd do it again.
No, we were respectful. And most of the time, I actually ended up sitting around most of the time and kind of trying to convince people to buy my shit.
But it was successful because you sold 10 that day, if memory serves.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'm glad you brought business. I just wanted you to bring business cards. Good for you for bringing
them. Well, I did. I brought some business cards and some
good for you.
You know, little ad postcards. But some people, you know, one of the ones, like... one woman was like, "Oh, I'm going to get these for my kids." And I'm like, "Yeah, you should, because your kids love them."
Which is true.
You know.
Christy wants us back, and she wants more of the monsters. So,
well, there aren't many more. That's the problem.
Well, there's one that only Michael.
But there will be a monster in pants.
We'll have a monster in pants. We'll have
the giant bat.
Geoff.
Oh, yeah.
The bat.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll bring Geoff. The bat. So we'll have some additional.
You know, speaking of the bat, one more thing. I was recently on a... I was interviewed by one of the local TV stations because there's a KSTP Channel 5 by a guy named Nick Winkler, who's really freaking cool.
Yeah, he's super friendly.
And he's actually been trying to interview me for like years, but could never figure out the quite right angle.
Aww.
Other than local filmmakers releasing a film. I mean,
he
that's not
so
really newsworthy.
Sweet on that.
But, you know, locally they're
Says
talking
who?
About. Well, they're trying to, you know, the local legislature's trying to reintroduce legislation to get. To entice Hollywood back to Minnesota,
because
it used to be that way. It's not that way anymore.
Yeah,
they cut it out, but they're trying to give basically incentives to get Hollywood to come here. So the story was, you know, I was representing the little guy, you know, who isn't really going to be benefiting much from this bill, whereas Hollywood would benefit much, much more. One of the things that was interesting is after we did our interview, I was talking to Nick while the cameraman was getting some B-roll outside at the Heights Theater. And I said, you know, it's funny. My stepson told me to remind you or to tell you that every year, you know, the Mim films play at the Blue Moon Dining Theater at the Minnesota State Fair. The Blue Moon is right behind the Channel 5, like, outdoor studio.
Yep.
So every year we go there and we take one of the monsters and stand outside, and they always get a shot of the monsters on the news every single year. And I told him about that. He's like, "Seriously? I've probably seen him. I never even thought of it. That is so cool." He's like, "Do it again this year. We're going to talk to you." I was like, "Okay." Well, I tell Michael this, and he's like,
"Ooh.
But it's a spider. There's no monster. What are we going to do?" And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, wait. The bat. The bat has not been on the news. We will fix up the bat costume. We'll do the bat." I'm like, "Okay."
Chris,
like,
I got
the
it.
Bat.
I got
okay.
it.
Okay.
He can be the bat. Your guy can have his interview. Then the monster will walk by in the background.
There you go.
And then in the other direction, the moon zombie.
The moon zombie.
Can walk by.
Just like this weird cat.
Can I be the monster?
Sure.
Yay.
Can I electrocute people?
Nice.
Mike would like to get back to him. Yes. Mike would like to change the subject back to Mike Mason.
Yes.
It is Mike Electro.
That's a monster. It's not as flashy and like crazy as some of
the
other
monster
monsters.
You'd dress up as Nikola Tesla and be like, "Hey, guess what? Alternating current." Ah!
I was going for King of the Universe ruler.
Oh, okay,
Cosmo.
Okay.
You know,
I was going to wear the shirt with your face on.
It was made by Christopher Mint. Maybe you've heard of it.
I have.
I was going to say,
eyeball.
I hear
the
eyeballs were
guy.
Difficult to hold on.
You know, people actually have gotten the fact that I wrote that character, you know, with you in mind because you have those big crazy eyes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like someone actually put in a review, "I love that in the Monster Fam Lake, he talks about this guy's crazy eyes, and then you see the guy, and he does have crazy eyes." It's like, imagine that.
Yes. So. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Well done, Mike.
That's what's going on in
Thanks
the Mimiverse.
Thanks for coming to the podcast. We'll talk to you next month.
And of course, we still have one more thing.
Oh, my God.
Who's Googling who? We'll make this quick, though.
Okay, good. I'm going to set the timer next time.
No.
You've got to keep it under five.
Screw
I'm going to cut
that.
You. I'm going to
cut
you.
10-part podcast.
I cut you.
Brought to you by Kellogg's Crave. Made with real chocolate.
You know what? Maybe we
real
should bring
chocolate
back.
Flavor.
We should bring back the
although
commercials.
Although it's kind of like
we?
America Cosmos one.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's Crave with a K.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's it. Bring us into the next segue. Do it. Segue into the next part.
So, Chris, let's talk about the thing that I wish was not called Who's Googling Who.
What would you like it called?
I would really like it called Bot or Not.
But see, then that limits. That's the point.
But it's more fun
That's
for me.
That's the point. That's
more
what you're getting at. All right, so Mike, you don't listen to podcasts. That's okay.
No.
That's all right.
I don't listen to podcasts, though. It's not, like, personal.
It's Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Because the wife asked me to ask you, where have you been? What's going on, Mike?
Return my calls, man.
You call?
Oh, snap!
I don't...
Under the bus.
Oh.
Under the bus.
Anyway, no, but seriously. So we started this thing a couple months ago, which is this little section that I call Who's Googling Who.
Right.
Because I actually can look up on my website. My analytics tell me the search terms people use to find my website. And there's some pretty interesting stuff because then I can figure out who's Googling themselves. Right? So I was called them out.
It's entertaining to Mark.
You don't Google yourself
Chris.
Very much. That I can tell. I mean, I suppose if you do, you know, German porn Mike Mason.
Dick and chicks.
Yeah, it's probably not going to come through.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with dick and chicks.
There really
not
isn't.
A thing.
There really like, isn't. Everyone has the right to
that's,
be
that's
who they want to be.
Girls in German.
Ah. So.
Is it really?
Yes, dicken means thick or fat.
Interesting. I just learned so many
I
things
almost
today.
Bought that porn mag for Chris when I was in Germany, but... Only because it said Dick and Chicks on the cover.
See, it makes me sad that you didn't.
I know. I really wish I would, but
I'm
couldn't bring myself
too.
To go up to the stand and be like,
be like
Hallo, darf ich ein Dick and Chicks haben, bitte?
Yes, I'm an American.
Americano. Hi.
Americanische. Yeah, I remember one or two things from German class.
Rock.
We'll get into that in a second. So...
And now's the time when Sprockets when we dance.
No, we spent German basically, Chris drumming and me going,
Noise.
Talking about Nirvana. I want to get into that, actually.
All right, we'll get it.
All right, so to make this quick, these are the terms people have used to find my website, and here's some of the more interesting ones.
We're ready. Lay it on
us. All right, so a lot of times I like to do, misspellings.
Yep.
So here's some of the interesting spellings for... Saint Euphoria. You have Saint Euphoria, Saint Euphoria Pictures, SaintEuphoria.com, Saint Euphoria, all one word.
Ooh,
Saint Euphoria space com. Euphoria Pictures, Saint Euphoria ST period, Euphoria.
Okay.
They didn't Film Saint out. Online. I don't know if it's the same
Ooh,
thing, but
Film
it's
Saint.
You know.
They're not trying to find you.
No.
The whole thing, HTTP, www. The whole thing.
Okay.
Saint Euphoria. That is not correct.
No, but that's okay.
Saint Euphoria
That should
films.
Be a character in one
that's
of your...
Saint Euphoria.
Euphoria.
I love it. It's
Saint
pretty.
Euphoria.
We
Saint
had that
Euphoria.
Last
Euphoria. .com. So someone did that twice. Saint Euphoria. Saint Euphoria site.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Euphoria movie online.
Yeah, they're looking for they're looking for a download.
Josh Craig Saint Euphoria.
Really?
Yes.
Submitted by Josh Craig.
By Josh
I was going to say, Bing, Josh Craig, caught you.
And so those are...
We've tried.
And then there's one more that was Saint Europhoria.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, and there's one more. Saint Europhia.
Also
what?
Not you.
Europhia?
I think that's porn.
Also
I don't know.
Not you.
And of course, the other one is the people who don't know how to spell House of Ghosts. I think people are starting to do this on purpose now. Because you
no
have
one,
obviously...
No one Bing
Someone
to
always
us.
Says House of Ghost. Singular.
It gets
damn it.
There. Who cares?
House of Ghosts film. Of Ghosts of the House. I think that was someone.
Yoda.
Partner end.
House of Ghosts, right? House of GHSTS.
Ghosts.
Esperanto film, House of Ghosts.
Oh, they can buy it now.
Here's one. Christopher Mim and is entitled House of Ghosts! Exclamation point.
Bot.
You're entitled.
I'm entitled to House of Ghosts. Home of Ghosts. So that's yeah, those are the ones.
Not you.
Bot.
Yeah, I don't know. Of course, there's... so now we get into some of the ones. There was kind of a theme this month. And the theme was...
I think people are dinking with you.
Theme was Stephanie Mim.
Really?
Yes. Showed Stephanie. She's like, I'm flattered and also creeped out. I'm like, well, okay. So here's what we had. We had Stephanie Mim reads the Bible Dollar Store.
You know what?
I have that.
What?
Ryland Bachlin lend that to us. Nice. I am excited.
What do you mean you lent? We still have it.
I stole that.
Well, until we return it. Ha ha. Hi, Ryland.
So,
does she?
Oh, Kira looks confused.
This? Yeah, I am confused.
Mike used to work with us too. There was a company called Braun Media we worked for many years ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And one of the things we did there was we recorded ourselves reading the Bible, put it on MP3 CDs, and sold them at dollar stores. So out there exists the New Testament read by me and Steph, and the Old Testament read by Daniel Shervin and Josh Craig. That's the harder one to find.
I didn't even know that.
You were gone by that point.
Well, of course yes. I was. But
you were the smart one. You left.
The best part about that, I can guarantee the person typing that in listens to the podcast.
Probably. So you can find it. I know that they're out there somewhere.
Wow.
Then also we have...
Nice, right? Don't you want it?
I kind of do.
I know, right?
Especially I want to hear like the outtakes of Dan Shervin and Josh Craig read the Old Testament.
Those don't exist anymore.
Seriously.
Those belong to Mr. Braun.
Did they all burst into flame?
Probably.
Yeah, really.
They got foreclosed upon with Mr. Braun
times. Yeah, seriously. Okay, so then we also have McGonagall Girl Stephanie Mim.
Ooh, McGonagall Girl done good.
Then there's also, let's see.
That's gone bad, not done.
Yeah.
you would know better than me.
Where is it? I put a little W in it. Stephanie Mim is so incredibly awesome.
Wow.
Submitted That's by nice. Michael Mim.
No joke.
Steffi Mim High Priestess.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then here's the one that Steph's like, says, oh, this is so both, you know, exciting and creepy. Where was it? It's good. Damn it.
Flip some more pages.
Highlight this, dude.
I know, did. Right? I can't see it. Mim Stephanie, actor pinup.
Hey!
So she's like, awesome, but I'm also scared. Who did that? I was like,
Has she become a
She has done
girl?
No pinup stuff, but now I think she was like, I want to do some pinup. I'm like, yeah, I bet. Yeah, seriously.
I know, right?
Okay, now here we get into some of the slightly weirder ones, and this is where it comes to the section of is it a bot or not?
Yay, I get to play bot or not.
Let's see. It was January 1st, the frist day of the year, and a holiday for me.
Bot.
When is Christopher Pretentious R. Mim going to put Mike Cook in another movie?
not
busted.
Submitted
Mike
by
Cook.
Mike Cook.
Oh, that's so great.
Let's see. I'm a rockin', a rollin', all the way a ramblin'.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Going home for Christmas is a tradition of the holiday reason.
Bot.
Outer space guards President Obama.
Bot. I love that one, but yeah, it's a bot.
What?
That's awesome.
Hi, President Obama. Please give us a call.
A formula behind that phrase.
I know, right?
Somewhere.
We could sell that movie. We could sell the hell out of that movie.
How about The Giant Spider by Chistafor R. Mim?
Chistafor?
Chistafor with an F.
C-H-Z-E.
C-H-I-S-T-I-F-O-R.
Street name. Yo.
Chistafor.
No. Maybe in the Czech Republic.
All right. Yeah, exactly. And of course, here's a couple that I thought you guys, Mark and Ruby over here, would appreciate.
Oh.
Let's see. This one. Why is the Mimiverse podcast so late?
Because of Christopher R. Mim.
That was Christopher R. Mim's fault this
Under
last month.
The bus.
Yes.
We were on
Editing.
Time.
Thanks.
We were on time. We have not always been on time.
There was another good one.
That was a good one.
I didn't mark these. That's why I suck.
That's a bot.
Where is Mimiverse podcast episode 21, you bastards?
Ooh.
It's not us, dude. It's not us.
That is a real person.
I would cop to it if you would you know.
How about Mim Podcast?
But episode 21 is online.
No, this was from before. This encompasses the entire month.
I just listened to episode 21.
It encompasses the entire month of March. So.
Okay.
Robert Selengia.
Yeah. Bonjour,
always,
Robert.
Man.
Ça va, Robert.
Lunar Zombies.
I like that.
Let's see. Okay, so that was pretty much all the stuff from March. In honor of Mike, I went back a lot earlier and picked out a couple things from both November 2011 and August 2009.
Ooh. Wow.
And this is kind of interesting to see what kind of came up. This one I thought was kind of interesting.
Why those particular months?
Just randomly picked them. Why was something?
No, I'm just like, was there something
that happened? What do they know? Those are the months when I buried the bodies. They're on to me. No, this is November 2011. Even back then. Mark R. Hader, St. Paul, Minnesota photo.
Really? 2009, you said?
2011.
Okay.
November of 2011.
That was Moon Zombies.
No,
weird. Movies made by Mitch Gonzalez, Minnesota.
Hey! Oh.
You telling people you're making movies?
Of course he is.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah,
you.
Try to get the chicks.
I'm a producer.
I'm a producer. You want to come produce?
I got something I can produce for you.
Sheriff Mike Cook.
Yes.
Whoa.
For the record, I believe Sheriff Mike Cook lost that election.
Hopefully not, because he was in.
Because I remember
movies.
That kept sort of coming up. It wasn't Mike Cook. It was someone else in like Oklahoma or something, and they lost the election. Phone number located to the Red Dragon located in New Hope, Minnesota.
But
the Red Dragon is in.
It's in Minneapolis.
I know.
Yeah.
On Lindale.
Handling charges charge as percentage of merchandise in iCave.
But.
Okay, so. So this is now we're going back to 2009, and it's interesting to see what people were.
So this is in Mike's era.
Well, very much the end. Well, it's sort of the. A little bit outside. I looked at some of the old early stuff, and it was like. You know, Monster of Phantom Lake was pretty much anything the only thing anyone was searching for. So this goes back, but I found this interesting. In August of 2009, the most common thing people were searching for was the Monster of Phantom Lake.
Is that weird?
I don't know. It's already been a couple years, because you have the Monster of Phantom Lake, Monster of Phantom Lake, the Monster of Phantom Lake movie, Phantom Lake of McGonagall Haunted, Phantom and Monster, Phantom of Phantom Lake. St. Eurofia. I already said that. Phantom Lake, Wisconsin. The universe. The Monster Phantom Lake Torrent.
Dang it.
Suckers.
Buy the movie. It's only $10.
Phantom Lake.
Phantom?
Phantom. Chris Mim Director. Not Director. Ooh. Director. Monster Lake. And why is Phantom Lake called Phantom? That was the most common things that came up.
Huh.
And then, of course, my absolute favorites of this. Who's Googling who? And it's kind of a setup. Besides having live Leak Jackson.
Wait, say that one more time in a slow way.
Live Leak Jackson.
Leak like the race.
Leak like the race and cave women.
Jackson.
Like Jackson with a Y. But with a Y.
Yeah.
Is that a bot?
Leak Jackson. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe there's someone named
Leak
Jackson somewhere. That,
okay.
Anyway, so
he's a very funny Yiddish comic.
Yes,
I almost believe you.
So, aside from, like I said, the Monster Film like Torrent, one thing that also came out this month was Destination Outer Space Rapid Share.
Buy it! It's only $10.
But okay, my absolute favorites from August of 2009. There are two ones. They're linked.
Mm-mm.
First one was. Charlie Hobart, Black Pirate.
What?
Okay, I don't know what that means, right? I don't know why it really
applies to you.
Now, here's the second one in this series that I like. Maybe like is not the word I want to say.
Is this a Charlie Pride reference? Or?
No. So Charlie Hobart, Black Pirate. And below that was Monster Cox in Hobart.
Well.
On that note, I think
ladies
we need
and gentlemen.
All right.
Wow.
Podcast
after
dark.
No.
Shacks. So there you go. That's nice. Who's Googling.
Shut your mouth.
It's sanitary.
For your protection.
So on that note, I think we...
Actually, no, let's not take a break. We've got a few minutes yet. I would love for you to do, I want you to set up how you and Mike know each other, and then we'll take a break.
Good idea.
Well, let's see.
So...
Mike is, of all the people who've been in the movies, next to Jeff Miller, who appeared in Attack of the Moon Zombies in a single scene.
Right.
And he had his excellent line. What is it? He says the nobody, no one. I mean, that's all he says, literally one thing. Jeff and I have known each other since fourth grade.
Right.
Mike is the oldest friend of mine, even before Josh Craig.
Yep.
And Mike was introduced to me by in ninth grade by my then crazy ass ex-girlfriend. I won't say her name.
No, we don't.
She sure as hell, if she's listening to this, she still wants to kill me, I hear.
Really?
Really.
No names.
Just really?
Really? But that's just sad.
And here's the weird thing, all right? Speaking of that ex-girlfriend,
yeah.
And if she's listening, it's only because she's plotting to kill me, not because she likes me. She still hates me, because apparently I still don't know what I did. She was crazy.
Well,
why are we whispering?
Both of us. But if you're that obsessed over high school, you need
this wasn't
to
even
stop.
High school. It was junior high. This was my junior high girlfriend God. That went
That's
over
right,
into
that
high
went
school.
Into ninth grade,
and then I dumped her in ninth. This girl still, and the reason I know
girls
she still
crazy.
Hates me
girls crazy.
Is that. Some, okay, I will just say,
he
there's
a
weird Mimiverse connection to this. All right?
Okay.
One of the actors in one of the, in one or two or maybe four of the films, I won't say who so you can't figure out who, their relative is dating her.
So she's not married?
No.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Well played, Mike. Well played.
This person that she is dating now has been trying to come to one of the screenings because he is related to this other person involved with the movies. He has bought tickets to four separate events and never once showed up.
Interesting.
Because she... is still pissed at me and won't let him.
Are well, you?
There,
I
am
joking?
Not somewhere. Kidding.
This somewhere. Is the person I'm thinking of. That and I,
no names.
We, no, I'm not. We're gonna
no
edit this
names.
Part out.
Don't dive into it. It's not worth it. But somewhere,
I know which girlfriend
it
this is.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I haven't met her.
Somewhere
but, mm-hmm.
there is a audio cassette of myself and Jeff Miller and Chris playing more than likely. Jimi Hendrix.
I see.
And then stopping.
Or Nirvana.
Or Nirvana. And then stopping because the phone is ringing in the background. And Chris kind of gets up from behind the drum kit, like, damn it. And then answers the phone. He's like, hello? I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
He was sorry.
I'm sorry,
to a girl
okay?
Person?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And it's like that for
whole
like a solid 30 seconds to a minute.
Wow.
Dude, that girl was scary. She's scary. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, it's
she's going to be in next month's podcast.
Dude.
Why are you a bulletproof vest for your birthday?
Oh, she was nuts. I don't know. She was so, I don't know what the hell I did, but I was just like, she was messed up. I mean, she's psychologically. I mean, the reason I stay with her so long was because she was one of those people that every time you're like, maybe we shouldn't see each other, it's, I'm going to kill myself. Okay. And that's not even a joke. That's what she did.
It's the power of the mim.
It is. But
ain't
so,
no 2 foot
and so
long,
literally,
fish long?
The reason she.
That's bringing
years.
It back to Jeff.
That's
no.
right. Ain't no foot long, Chris Long.
Ain't no foot long, Chris Long.
No.
So my what? I end up, but the reason why we finally broke up is I literally went bowling with a friend of mine and two other like two girls. We weren't dating. We just went bowling.
You
and
bastard.
She couldn't find me, and she sent someone else to come find me at the bowling alley, and they came and like, dude. You need to call her. She's freaking out, dude. Because this is pre-cell phone era, man. This is like 1991 or something.
Yeah, this was
1990. Yeah.
90 or 91.
I know. I was just like, what the hell?
Word on the street, man. You're wanted.
You're wanted. No, she's looking for you. She's freaking out.
You were in junior
high. And I would say, like,
you went bowling.
With a girl.
What did you expect?
With a girl.
What did you expect?
Well, and
so anyway,
that's a long
song.
Way to get, like,
she introduced me to Mike.
Yes.
Because I started playing drums, and she said, well, I know this guy in my whatever class who plays guitar. Maybe he'd want to be in a band. So she introduced me to Mike.
Ted Bradford.
Yep, and we started a band, and that was it. We became really good friends as a result.
Yep. three-part brain.
Yep. God, yeah. They're the worst bands I've ever heard. Yeah.
You guys have had a couple of pretty bad band names, nothing personal.
Bad band names, bad bands. I mean,
I haven't heard the bands. I've just seen the band names.
Yes. Well, you know, you can't be held responsible for your band name when you're 13, right?
True that. True that.
But
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, apparently she still wants to kill me or something.
That's fine.
Or I psychologically damaged her beyond.
That's awesome.
He went bowling with another girl.
That's fine. Whatever.
It's terrible.
That's fine.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is a weird small world thing. But so that's how I met Mike.
Interesting.
And we shared German class together.
Yep.
Where I met Josh, but you go back farther than Josh.
I've known Josh for a long, long time. Yeah.
Like since you were kids.
Josh
right?
and I have known each other since we were like little kids.
Yeah, you guys are from the same neighborhood.
Right across literally across the railroad tracks from where I lived. His sister and I were in school together since we were in kindergarten. And so I've known Josh for a long, long time.
So you sort of introduced me to Josh because we were all in that same German class together.
Yep.
Did a lot of the same theater.
Frau Hogan.
Yeah, Frau Hogan. She hated me so much.
Do you remember when I confronted her?
Was that about when she was touching you?
No. Not that.
What?
No, because we had...
Sorry, what?
We had the really awesome, teaching assistant or, student teacher, and then all of a sudden, everybody in, third-year German suddenly was able to, conjugate basic, to have and to do and normal type
I
things.
I still can't do that.
Everybody After suddenly got excited. But for, 2 weeks, everybody got excited about German class for a little while. And then she came back, and then I confronted her. I'm like, no, this isn't right. People don't know what they're doing. She's like, well, if you want to talk about this, we'll do it after class. And I said, fine, I'll stay here.
So you did?
And so I stayed. And then I bitched her out after class that she has people in third year German who can't do basic.
She's still alive.
I don't know. Who cares?
Who cares? She was a terrible German teacher. So yeah, we had German together. And actually, I think we'll focus solely on the later era.
Probably ought to because the middle era is a little fuzzy
okay,
from what I hear.
Yes.
What?
Last thing.
No, what were we just talking about?
Puff, dude, puff, pass,
did you just pull your head off? That's another story. That's a story, actually.
Yes, it is.
Last thing I got to say about Mike, how Mike was very influential in my life. There is a very distinct moment in my life that involved Mike when I found out who I really am. No, just...
You guys were sharing a urinal.
No, I said don't go there.
I'm sorry.
So it's like this. It's a random day at school in, I think, 91 or 92. I'm sitting in German class in the back corner like I always do, right? Not caring because I don't want to be there, man. My hair's long. Mike Mason comes in the room with his Walkman. His cassette Walkman.
We've heard this story.
No, he
sits down
in front of me. And he says,
glitter with,
dude, seriously, he just sits down and goes, dude, you have to hear this. And I'm like, what? He's like, just f-ing listen.
Put the headphones on.
I'm like, okay. So I take his headphones, I put them on, he presses play, and the beginning strains of Smells Like Teen Spirit begins to play.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is kind of cool. And it kicks in with the drums and the big drum, like, yeah. And then it does that breakdown. I'm like, oh my God, this is the best song ever. This is so cool. And I listened to the entire song and I was just like, what is that? You're like, it's Nirvana, man. I was like, that is the coolest thing ever.
Yep.
I need that.
Yep.
So it was like Mike who sort of introduced me. It was like, from that point, the love of grunge and my entire high school mindset began right then.
Right then.
Because I remember it. He said, I remember that moment because oh my God, that is so cool. What is that? I want that. I want to feel that way all the time. It's so cool. I still remember it. That's all I remember high school. That.
Chase the dragon.
Yes.
Chased that dragon ever since. That's what started me down the rabbit hole. That's why I don't remember anything else. I took the red pill or the blue pill. Which one is it? The red pill.
Who cares?
Allows you to see the
Who cares? It's
it would
awesome.
Be the blue pill.
So long.
Well, because the blue pill is one that...
Don't wait. Argue.
Damn it.
Shut up, nerd.
Just take the pill, nerd.
Which one is it? Has no one seen The Matrix?
Yeah,
I've seen The Matrix,
which
but
is
not
it?
In a decade.
Blue or red?
Who cares? All right, so anyway...
Google it,
nerd.
On that note, what we're going to do is we are going to do something we've never done yet on the podcast.
Keeping my pants on.
We're Mike, you don't get your pants back. So if you two could share the microphone. We're gonna share the microphone. We are gonna sing us out.
Oh Jesus.
We're gonna sing us out of part one.
Okay, what are we singing?
Does everyone know Paddling Along? Since you two were in a band together, we just finished talking about music. They were in the movie you were in, Mike.
Paddling along.
Are we emotional?
Does anyone have a guitar?
We tried to get one.
I tried to get one.
Damn it.
I brought your bass back.
I know. Our next door neighbors have.
I will be the guitar.
Mike has one.
They have three acoustic guitars and two electric guitars.
Could bring us
all
one.
Of their guitars are missing at least two strings.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
I will play the guitar.
Have you seen how I play that guitar?
Oh, I see.
I've never seen
you don't have to know the lyrics. You just can do the guitar.
I know the lyrics. And then you play the guitar.
Dan, that's the entire music.
There we go. There we go. Okay.
Tori, you do that. Tori, go.
We were going to get two, and you could play one, and you could play one, because I know you both play guitar. Okay.
I love my paddle.
Okay, so she's...
I love my paddle.
Everyone.
I love my canoe.
I love my canoe.
See, you're just going as it. Oh, I love the water.
Oh, I love the water.
And I love you.
Yes,
oh, yes I do.
Paddling. I'm paddling along.
Paddle.
I'm paddling along.
I'm paddling along.
Wait, we're missing Tori.
That's the...
I can't whistle. I'm a girl. Come on. Girls have a hard time.
That's a little sexist.
Sing it. Go.
And what's this? What the hell's the
song? Oh yeah,
verse?
I love the wall.
No,
it's like a duck a duck a duck.
I wrote
duck.
This damn song. We play at the end of every podcast.
We'll edit it.
I don't know. Even in ninth grade,
you
choir.
Suck.
I lip synced.
You're
I've
not. But,
oh yes, my girl's the greatest.
Yes, my girl.
Bum, 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 no, bum.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Bum, oh, she's bum, the cat's meow.
Yeah. But if she stole my paddle,
I'd have to leave somehow.
Can't do it anymore.
Paddling,
no.
You've
lost your Chris Cornell upper range.
Yeah.
Paddling along, yeah, no. paddling.
Come on, Tori.
Paddling along.
I can't do it anymore.
Paddling. Okay, messy.
This was a good experience.
End of part one.
We will see you in part two.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pod. You're doing it wrong.
Batman.
Tell
wrong.
Me, Batman. Tell me how to do it with the fruits of evil.
Oh my God! Do overs. We haven't even heard Commander Lambent.
You just spoiled it.
Yeah, do overs.
So we're erasing all this?
Yeah.
Oh, you. S-
no, you take. You cut this and you put it at the very, very end.
There you go.
That's all right. Ooh, good idea.
Take two.
Go.